From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. China is facing a new wave of COVID-19 infections that could see as many as 65 million cases per week by the end of June, as a new Omicron variant has been hitting that country since late last month. So what does this mean for the United States and right here in Idaho? Well, joining us today to talk more about that is Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. And remember, if you have a public health question for Dr. Pate, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Dr. Pate, what exactly is going on in China with this new variant? But also, is it just China who is seeing this variant, or are we starting to see other countries experiencing this?
Well, part of the problem is when you phrase the question, what exactly, because it's not just the United States that's cut back on the amount of reporting many countries across the world have. So it is hard to know exactly what's going on. But what we can see that is going on in China is people may remember that back in early December of 22, China began rolling back their restrictions. And of course, they paid the price. By Christmas, they hit a huge peak of cases. And then, as expected, within the next couple of weeks, they hit a high peak of deaths. Then it's been fairly low level activity there. But as you mentioned, now they're seeing a new surge. And this appears to be caused by one of these new recombinants. Your listeners will remember we've talked about recombinants on this show, which means that someone likely got infected with two different forms of the virus, and they swapped genetic material so that if they had strain A and strain B, they came out with this new strain, but it has parts of A and parts of B. That's what a recombinant is. And that seems to be driving their surge, one of the new ones. We've had the same problem globally and in the United States. It's been quite surprising to see that recombinants have completely taken over the field of new variants, finding an advantage on transmissibility and getting around immunity in the population, whether that's vaccine or infection. I think that the thing that what we're seeing happen in China means is, number one, COVID is continuing, the virus is continuing to mutate. We're continuing to see new forms. I think that there are some people out there that are under a false impression that viruses inevitably evolve to become milder. That can happen, and I hope that is the case with this virus, but that there's many exceptions to that rule. And so I don't think we can count on that. And as you asked in your, first thing is, what we're seeing is that people in China, because we can pretty much time when they got their first infection, likely in December and January, they're getting reinfected now. So that's another thing to dismiss. A common notion is, well, once I've been infected, I'm going to be protected for a really long time. It does appear that people are likely to have protection from being reinfected in perhaps 90 days, but now, of course, China's getting close to the 6 month mark, and it looks like everybody's risk, whether it's infection or vaccine, your risk for reinfection goes up by that time. The other part of your question, is it just China? No. We're also seeing surges in Taiwan, in a part of India called Tamil Nadu. And that's in the southern, very most southern part of India. We're seeing it in Thailand. And we're seeing something concerning in Brazil. Healthcare providers there are reporting being overwhelmed in their hospitals, which is quite surprising. And they're indicating they're running out of oxygen. And we haven't seen that in, I think, 2 years. So that is concerning. I'm not sure what's going on there yet, but that is one of the places I'm watching to see if that could be a harbinger of any worry for the United States. So far, we're not seeing a huge surge in the United States, but many of us are certainly concerned that may be coming.
So with that said, Dr. Pate, what does that potentially mean for folks who maybe are not vaccinated, but also for folks who are vaccinated? But, you know, someone like myself, I mean, I haven't had a booster. I mean, I'd have to go back and look, but I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah. So I think to concisely say what this means, first of all, throughout the pandemic, whether we were talking about the initial form of the virus, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, Omicron, it doesn't matter. In every case, the risk for severe disease and death is several-fold higher in the unvaccinated. So if you have not been vaccinated, I certainly would encourage you to reconsider and get vaccinated. The second thing is, even for those who have been vaccinated, we have allowed this virus to go on uncontrolled for so long that it's even figuring out how to get around our vaccines. So if you're vaccinated, especially if you've had the boosters, then we know that you have a high degree of protection against getting severely ill, ending up in the hospital and dying, unless you're in that age group that is over 70, 75. That group is still going to be at fairly high risk. But for folks like you, Gemma, you are likely still protected against getting severely ill. The thing to remember, though, is you probably have lost all the protection by now about getting reinfected. And I just want to make a final plea to people. I know people are being very dismissive about this virus. I'm telling you, we are seeing signals. That means we're seeing signs that tell us there could be long-term problems. That's not proof, that's not evidence, but we're seeing these signals. And therefore, until we know, and we may not know for years, the best advice I can give you is put off getting infected as long as you can. There are a few of us out there that still haven't been infected, so yeah. Put it off as long as you can. And if you have been infected, put off reinfections as long as you can. You want the fewest number of reinfections possible, because that certainly the current evidence would suggest getting repeatedly reinfected is going to likely place you at higher risk for these long-term problems than if you've only had one infection.
Okay. So with that said, where are we then in terms of a booster like that? Like, what is it? Are we on our second series now? I know I've gotten two.
Yes. So we've had the monovalent, which means it's just had the one form of the virus. And we had that up until September of last year. And So if you got boosted, that's what you got, was the monovalent. Since September, we have now had the bivalent booster available. What that means is it has two forms of the virus. It had the original, but it also had the spike protein that was in BA4 and BA5, which are Omicron. So it was two different components to try to give a broader antibody response. So we have the bivalent. What we expect is that the FDA vaccine group will be meeting next month to consider what should be the makeup of the booster that would be made available to everybody this fall. The World Health Organization's vaccine committee just came out and said their recommendation, which is not binding on the FDA, so they may decide something different, but what they're recommending is go back to a monovalent vaccine, but used one of the current recombinants, Omicron recombinants, as kind of the base for that. So we'll see what the FDA comes up with. We would expect that, you know, perhaps August, September or so, that there will be a new form of the booster and that that's likely going to be made available to everyone.
Okay. So the director of the World Health Organization has given a bit of a dire warning, I would say, Dr. Pate, in regards to preparing for another pandemic.
Indeed. And I'm really glad that he did, because I think that there are many people who, understandably, when bad things happen, we just want it to be over and then we want to stop thinking about it. And that's human nature. However, I certainly have been pleading for public health officials and government officials, please don't stop thinking about pandemics. In fact, now is the exact right time to prepare for the next one, just as the director recommended. In fact, that was the impetus for Dr. Epperle and I writing our book, is to give people a actual guide to how to plan for another pandemic. And I guess what I would tell your listeners is, number one, do not assume that the next pandemic will be just like this. It could be, but it could be transmitted a different way. It certainly could be a completely different virus. And it could be, and I think what the director of the World Health Organization's point is, it could be a virus that doesn't spare children to the degree that COVID did, that causes more death and health problems than even that COVID did, which I know a lot of people think it didn't cause much. To me, it caused a lot. But what we're saying is, plenty of viruses that have pandemic potential that we know could be multiples more lethal than COVID. So it's not to scare people, but it's to say, look, if you look at the past history, just in the past couple of decades, we've been having a pandemic almost every 7 to 10 years. There's going to be another one coming with all the changes in the world. And we need to prepare now. And if we're better prepared, then we won't have as much death and overwhelming of healthcare providers and so forth.
So I want to switch gears completely, Dr. Pate, in the last minute or so that we have. And this is that recall of eye drops that we're seeing. I don't even have the right words at how I think concerning this is. But the damage that has been done to these people have died, people have lost their eyes. So what do folks need to know about this? I will tell you this. I made my husband go and check every single eye drops that he has to make sure that it wasn't any of them.
Well, that's good. That's good, Gemma. So you're right. This is quite alarming. There are about 10 different eye products, mostly eye drops, but some lubricants, some ointments. And what has happened is they've gotten contaminated. And they've gotten contaminated with a really nasty bacteria, one that we sometimes see in the hospital, Pseudomonas aeruginosa. It's bad. And it, unfortunately, like we were talking about last week, this is another one of those bacteria that has developed a lot of resistance to antibiotics. So there's about 10 different products. It has so far caused about 81 infections that have resulted in 4 deaths, 14 people losing their vision, and 4 people, like you mentioned, having to have their eyes enucleated, surgically removed. And so it's horrible. The CDC and FDA started issuing recalls back in February. And so what the listeners need to do is exactly what you did. I did the same thing, went through, found any of these and threw them away. I didn't have any of these brands, but just no matter what you have, if it's an eye drop, eye ointment, eye lubricant, and it's previously been opened, throw it away. Expiration date. And if it's, and this is one of those ones that you should really pay attention to the expiration dates. And if it's past the expiration date, throw it away. And even if it's not these particular brands, if you find some that are not expired and have not been opened, go to the CDC site or the FDA site and look up to make sure that the brand you have is not one of these involved. This has been traced back to a pharmaceutical company in India that unfortunately was not doing the quality testing it was supposed to, didn't have the appropriate tamper-proof precautions in place, and didn't have proper preservatives. So take it seriously, be careful, and just make sure that you go do that cleaning of your medicine chest.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Pate, for coming in and talking to us about all of this today. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Remember, if you have a public health question for Dr. Pate, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. A mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.